welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined by Brandon Patrick. He's a committee member for the Baird Adult Prom, and he's a member of the Baird Fire Department, which that event is helping out. All funds raised from that event go back to the fire department. That event is going to be on February 10th up in Baird. So, Brandon, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, so Brandon, why don't you just talk about the event, how long you guys have been doing this, and what exactly happens? I know it's a prom, so a lot of things can probably get put together, but what are some special things that happen at this particular prom?
Well, like I said, this is the first annual adult prom put on by Zane Stockhouse, and the proceeds will be going towards the fire and EMS, and a few things going on. So we have a silent auction, cash bar snacks, pictures, and more. Tons of stuff going on. It'll be a great time.
Yeah, and so let's talk about a couple of those components then. You've got that silent auction going on, and I hear there may be a couple of really cool items on that silent auction, maybe like even a drone to fly over a farm and take some pictures. Any other cool items that you know about that could get some people to come out to this event?
Well, we've had plenty of businesses help out with the silent auction. We have, like say, the drone donated. We have a place in Carroll donated the fire extinguishers. We had a few... places donate like just odds and ends. Plus, we had a chiropractor's donate services. All sorts of fun stuff. It's going to be a really good silent auction.
There's also kind of a call out to, I guess, former Baird High School attendees to submit their prom photos as well. You guys are factoring those in. Do you know any information about that and who people should contact for those types of things?
If you would like to contact Zane Stockhouse, their phone number is 712-651-2451, and we're asking any of the old Baird alumni to please submit any pictures or any fun photos from the past of like proms and stuff like that. It's good to see all the old style stuff going on.
What kind of costumes are you guys looking for? Is this kind of a traditional prom with, you know, the tuxedos or the suits, or are you looking for maybe more creative attire? What exactly are you looking for in this?
Any attire is welcome, but you can dress in your Sunday best or break out the old tweed suit or old prom dress. Even the old, like, Dumb and Dumber style blue and orange tuxedo would be great. I mean, even bell-bottoms to plaid is going to be accepted, you know. Anything out of the ordinary would be great. Or just go troll the local thrift store and pick up a used dress or use your daughter's old prom dress or anything.
And is this just for couples only, or is this for all ages?
All ages, but 21 and older, and you must have ID to attend because we'll be serving alcohol.
Talk about the formation of this event. You said it was the first annual adult prom that you're going to be having to benefit the Baird Fire Department. What made you guys come up with a prom as opposed to maybe some other types of fundraisers?
Prom, I would say an adult prom is something out of the ordinary, you know, and it'll get some of the people who are just, you know, don't want to go out to just a plain old, like street dance style stuff, I guess, be anything that's out of the ordinary that you wouldn't like to see or wouldn't normally see. It probably draws a little more extra people, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I hear you're going to have a special photographer there as well to capture the event. Kind of talk about that opportunity.
Yes, we're going to have a few people doing photos. So, and like we're going to be having a grand march. It'd be great for pictures. Kimmy Jorgensen is the one putting the photos on. She's running that.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. And so now let's talk about maybe what these funds are going to be used for. Of course, it's going to go back to the Baird Fire Department. Any particular pieces of equipment or tools you guys are looking to maybe purchase with these funds?
The EMS side is looking for a new defibrillator to replace their older units. The fire department is looking for turnout gear and like boots and helmets and gloves. They have a lifespan and they're getting towards the end of it, so we're going to need to update our equipment.
What time does this start, and what time should people arrive, and where is it? I guess we haven't disclosed that yet as well.
It is at the Baird Community Building, and the doors open at 7 p.m. and the 8 p.m. optional grand march, and I guess goes until it's over. And silent auction to the public does start at 4 p.m. and to 6 p.m. And if you'd like to have any tickets, please contact Zane's Doghouse or follow them on Facebook for any updates also.
Brandon, as we're kind of wrapping this up here, what do you want to say about the Baird community for their support in past events and how they've been able to help you come up with this event and to help the fire department?
Like I say, Baird's a very close-knit community. We take a lot of pride in our community. So when we were rummaging around the ideas of how to fundraise for our department, a bunch of people got together and we decided to put this on. great group of people who really want to help out the community. Say a lot of them, you know, are really passionate for the fire and EMS, because if you don't take care of them, they can't take care of you.
That's a pretty true statement there, Brandon. Is there kind of a cost to enter the dance? Is there a cost at the door, or is it just kind of a free will donation along with the silent auction?
Tickets are limited. They're $15 per person or $25 per couple, and tickets are on sale now, but will be available at the door if there's any left.
And you said they're limited. Is there a particular number you want to cap it at?
I think we're limited by capacity of the building at right about 350 people, and the tickets are going fast, so if people are interested, please contact Zane's Doghouse as soon as you can.
Awesome. So, like a lot of events going on around here, around the Valentine's Day, it's a limited number, and those tickets are going fast, so make sure to get them before they go away. Brandon, anything else you want to say about the event?
Yeah, I'd say great community get together. It'll be a great time, so hope people dress accordingly and have some fun.
I'm sure they will. Once again, that's a committee member for the Baird Fire Department's first annual Baird Adult Prom. They're going on February 10th at the Baird Community Building, so get your tickets right away. Brandon, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.